Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Interesting day in Major League Baseball. We've got the trade deadline that's coming up Wednesday this week. The only trade deadline. No August 31st trade deadline anymore. There's only one trade deadline to deal with here. So it should be fast and furious these next 3 days. I would say the first big salvo took place this afternoon with the Mets landing all-star Marcus Stroman in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm still reading that, and I can't believe I'm reading it, that it's the Mets, who everybody thinks are going to trade Noah Syndergaard, making a trade for an ace starting pitcher. So I'm glad we're talking to Bob Nightingale right now from USA Today, because he can help us sort this whole thing out, and he joins me on the program right now. Bob Nightingale covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. Bob, it's great to have you on the show. What was your reaction when you saw the headline Mets landing All-Star Stroman in trade with Toronto?
Yeah, stunned, just because it's the Mets and not a contender like the Braves or even a rebuilding team like the Padres. But I thought this stroke of genius. I love the trade. You trade away, two prospects from a farm system that's not a very good farm system, rated one of the worst in baseball, for an all-star starter you have control of. So now the Mets get the core of the market on starting pitching. So, they can trade, if they want, can trade Syndergaard, can trade Wheeler, what have you. But they kind of set the price of the market. I like to trade.
So, it feels like every National League team not named Pittsburgh or Miami is in the playoff race right now. Is your feeling on this trade that this has nothing really to do with trying to make a run at anything in 2019? This is the Mets just trying to put together the best roster they can possibly put together going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And just we've established what the market was. We couldn't pass it up with that was too good of a trade to make. And now they can sit back and say, hey, what are you going to give us for Syndergaard? What are you going to give us for Wheeler? If they don't like what they hear, they can hold on to him. Wheeler's a free agent at the end of the year, so you could give him a qualifying offer. But with Syndergaard, they can trade him out. They can trade him next winter, trade him next summer. They can do what they want. But at least now they have they're the team that's got all the parts that people are going to come to them.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, covers Major League Baseball, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What do you know about the prospects the Mets sent out, Bob? Anthony Kay and Simeon Woods Richardson, how good, where do they fall in the Mets food, the food chain of the Mets farm system?
Well, they were their top two pitching prospects, the fourth best pick and the sixth best prospect, I should say. Kay was the fourth-ranked one and Richardson the sixth. But, around baseball, neither of them were among the top 100 prospects in baseball. So, we'll see. Richardson has some upside. We'll see if he can do it. I think Kay, we talked to scouts, would be a back-end starter at the best.
from your, what's your sense? I mean, I know you cover Major League Baseball on a national basis, but I know you've got colleagues in New York that I'm sure you talk to. What's your sense on the competition? I say competition between Yankees and Mets. We know the Yankees dominate the news cycle there. I guess maybe more appropriately, the pressure on the Mets to try to somehow keep up with the Yankees in that news cycle in New York. And could there be any of that sort of woven into this Stroman deal?
Well, I think it is a thing in the back of their minds, like, okay, we got them, the Yankees did it. Let's try to get relevant. I mean, I think, you know, if you talk to Mets people, you know, there's no certainly no hatred toward the Yankees or anything like that. I think they all think, hey, what happened in 2000 with the Subway World Series, it would be cool to do another one like that. You know, particularly being in opposite leagues. See, yeah, they'd like to have more publicity. You know, just like the White Sox like to get more publicity in Chicago and the Angels in L.A. But it's a, I think that was just kind of a way down the list as far as motives to get him instead of the Yankees.
Bob Nightingale joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Bob, Trevor Bauer throws a ball into the stands today. He's obviously a player that's on the trade block right now. But the Indians are one of the hotter teams in baseball right now, too. Question that I've been posing to the audience tonight, and I've got some interesting answers on it. Is it bad for baseball that a team that is firmly in the postseason hunt right now, they're three games ahead of everybody else for one of the wild card spots, the Cleveland Indians. Is it bad for baseball that they're looking to move frontline starting pitching for financial reasons in the middle of a pennant race that they're ascending in right now?
Well, I'm not sure it's financial reasons. You know, I mean, he's not having a very good year. You know, maybe it's one of those things where they think addition by subtraction, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, Terry Francona has been very public with his frustration with Trevor Bauer. And you saw it today, you know, when he was going ballistic on the mound when it confronted him. So, you know, maybe now there's even more of a motive to deal him. But you can't just move him to move him. You got to get some pitching back. I almost get the sense now where they're more eager to move. But who knows, maybe it'll be harder to move now because of the public display, you know, he put on today.
Yeah, I was...
There's no way he'll be pitching for them in 2020. They've had enough.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's funny you say that because I was on the air trying to parse that out. I'm like, God, does this make the Indians want to move him more? Does this prevent teams from wanting to go get him? It's a really strange thing. Look, I'm in Houston, Bob, where Trevor Bauer he's not public enemy number one, but he's ascending the charts, it seems like, on a weekly basis here because of just how much he loves to talk about the Astros and their pitching staff and Garrett Cole, who he's got a little beef with and things like that. Where is Trevor Bauer, do you think, on the list of guys who could be moved come Wednesday, and what teams do you think would be in the mix for him?
Well, the one team that won't be in the mix will be with the Houston Astros. You know, there's no way in the world they could go for Trevor Bauer. Mm-hmm. So, we know that won't happen. So, yeah, I would think on a Bauer, could he go to Minnesota Twins? No, because of the division. Could he go to the Atlanta Braves? You know, that's a possibility. You know, Yankees are a possibility. The whole clubhouse dynamic, they got to, you know, see if it's going to work. I think, you know, before you would trade for Trevor Bauer, you'd have to actually talk to the players and say, hey, will you accept this guy? You think he'll be okay with us? That sort of thing. So I would think the Yankees or the Braves would make more sense. Where the Astros, I think, would be all over Noah Syndergaard right now.
Who do you think will be the biggest name that gets moved between now and Wednesday?
I think Syndergaard. Okay. I do think the Mets, you know, the way they've been talking, a little urgency to deal with them. I think whatever happened, I think the front office is ready to move on. You know, maybe they're tired of some of the things he said in the past. I just get the sense that they're certainly not going to keep him long-term there. So, it's, you know, but, you know, the trade market, you know, we don't have the David Prices or Bernays of the world, you know, that sort of thing, or CC Sabathia back in the day. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a great trade market. You know, we'll see the relievers get moved, you know, like the Ken Giles of Toronto, that sort of thing. I'm not sure about Diaz with the Mets, but that's possible. I think, you know, more teams, you know, like the Dodgers and the Braves and the Twins are really trying to get some more bullpen help.
Has the hot streak by the Giants lately essentially removed Madison Bumgarner from the market?
It sure sounds like it. You know, I was just with the Giants this past week, and they're still listing on Bumgarner, but the price is very, very high now. It's almost like you weren't getting a great return before, or else it would have moved them. But now, you know, being 2.5 teams out in the wild card race, that's a tough sell. Because right now, people in San Francisco are getting excited again. There's a buzz in town. And it's a team that lost big time attendance from a year ago. And their TV was down 35% the first half TV ratings. So, the more they can stay in the race like this, the more money comes to the gates.
Overall, Bob, before I let you go, last question. What do you expect in terms of activity over the next 3 days compared to previous trade deadlines, especially considering that the August 31st deadline for guys who have passed through waivers no longer exists? What kind of frenzy do you expect over the next 3 days?
I'm not sure. I don't think a great frenzy. I think still teams are asking for so much, and nobody wants to give up top prospects. So I don't expect it to be a big names at all. Maybe more, minor deals. I think a lot of the deals that happen in August will happen now. You know, guys that cleared waivers either because of their contracts or because they're just Miller reliever type things. I think they get moved. But I'm not sure we're going to have – I don't think anything's going to set the world on fire as far as big names and like that. I think it could turn out to be a slow trade demo.
That's Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Major League Baseball columnist, at B Nightingale on Twitter. Bob, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
Sure, my pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.